The open house is a chance for Forest Service staff to highlight some of the less prominent work coming up for the district. That includes some pre-commercial tree thinning on already logged forest land on Kuprinoff Island south of Cake.
That'll improve tree growth and allow more sunlight to the flora to improve wildlife forage production.
That's silviculturist Artie Parks. He says the upcoming year will see tree thinning on 317 acres south of Cake. That work involves felling 2 to 4 inch diameter trees that have sprouted up close together in timber stands logged 2 decades ago. Parks says the Tongass has had a tree thinning program going since the 1970s. The Petersburg District has averaged thinning on about 1,200 acres a year. Parks says contractors leave standing trees roughly every 14 feet and shoot for a diversity of species.
Back when they first started the program, spruce was the number one tree they were trying to promote. And now we're seeing more value in just as much diversity in the stand as possible. These stands traditionally on the Tongass around 70 to 80% hemlock and the other 20% being spruce and the cedar. So we're trying to up that, trying to get the stand to be a little more diverse and favor the cedars a little more. And we still want a nice mixture of spruce and hemlock, but we're trying to favor the cedars as much as possible.
Another contract for tree thinning work is planned for the Portage Bay area in the upcoming year. And in future years, thinning work is planned for QU Island, the Lindenberg Peninsula on Kuprinoff Island, and Mitkoff Island as well. The Petersburg Ranger District will also see some stream restoration work in the next year. Hydrologist Heath Whitaker says the agency is doing ongoing restoration work on streams on QU Island. It's in an area that was logged more than 2 decades ago, prior to federal law that requires leaving buffers of standing trees around fish streams. Whitaker says the Forest Service will be working to put root wads and other wood into the streams in the Saginaw Creek watershed to improve habitat.
Most of what's going on is the riparian areas are coming back in alder, and so they don't have that future source of wood recruitment. And so the trajectory of that habitat is actually on a downward trend. And we're trying to stop that and add some wood to the stream and kind of bolster it in the interim.
Whitaker also displayed some photos he had found of stream work done on that creek in the 1970s. The Forest Service and Fish and Game at that time removed wood from the waterway. That was an effort to improve spawning habitat for pink salmon.
You know, to a degree, that was probably a successful project because now it's a long, straight, you know, kind of featureless section, and that's the sort of thing the pink salmon like. On the, you know, on the downside, that's not really the sort of thing coho salmon like so much. And so we're trying to put some of that wood back and add some of that habitat back to that reach.
Workers will be stockpiling wood and root wads this year and add it into the streams the following year. Another Forest Service project could impact both the Petersburg and Wrangell Ranger districts. Mary Clemens is in charge of the botany program on the Petersburg district and says they're starting an environmental assessment of invasive plant species.
And that will be identifying target areas, treatment areas, and high priority species that we want to hit, and all sorts of various methods of eradication. So we will propose anything from hand pulling to mowing, tarping, spot spraying with chemicals, kind of the whole gamut, because certain methods work differently on different species.
Invasive plants on the Tongass include bull thistle, orange hawkweed, the common tansy, Japanese knotweed, brass buttons, and oxeye daisies, to name a few.
Most of them are roadside species, so either from garden escapees, which Japanese knotweed is a perfect example, other things that might have come up on equipment or cars, that type of thing.
Clemens says Alaska doesn't have the big problem with invasives faced by forests in the lower 48. She says Alaska's forests are also in a better position to control the non-native species that do turn up. She plans to have an informational meeting on invasive plants sometime in the middle of next month. The environmental review of invasive plants could be done by next fall, and actual treatment work will depend on funding. Another project has the Forest Service partnering with the Sitka Conservation Society to remove some invasive plants in Tebenkoff Bay on QU Island. There's also a long list of recreation trail and cabin improvements on tap. That includes a new cabin for Kadake Bay on QU Island and a new deck for the popular West Point Cabin in Portage Bay on Kuprinoff. Other work will repair or upgrade trails near recreation cabins. The district's trail foreman, Paul Olson, says the Forest Service is also looking for other suggestions.
During this open house, we're putting out our, we have our, as you can see here, our recreation cabin program strategy, trying to get some input and from folks, and kind of addresses one of those things is cabin closures, if we're going to close cabins, and what criteria do we use, and what sort of to go about that process.
The district is also taking part this year in a Tongass Artist in the Wilderness program. Artists can apply to stay in a wilderness cabin, help Forest Service staff, and work on an art project during that time. There's more information online at voicesofthewilderness.blogspot.com. New District Ranger Jason Anderson is hoping to gather public input on stewardship work that could happen on the local ranger district. That type of contract work could happen as a result of recent Tongass timber sale proposals like the Tonka Project on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula near Petersburg. Anderson says the logging money can fund a range of projects.
The benefit of the stewardship project or authority, if it persists, is money that would normally go off to Treasury and not really be realized at the local level is actually then retained through this authority at the local level and goes to projects that people have had a say in, can even help kind of frame up priorities over. Do they want to see better fisheries projects, maybe a little enhancement for moose habitat? You know, there's a lot of opportunity that we could chase with those dollars that we haven't really been funded to do in the past.
The agency released a draft environmental impact statement for the Tonka project last fall. It could provide timber harvest of up to 53 million board feet from the road system on Kuprinoff. Anderson says he wants to have a series of more formal discussions with the community on stewardship opportunities that could come from logging. He also summed up some of the input he heard during the open house last week.
We've had some folks show up with an interest in not only the Tonka project, but as well a roadside EA project. We want to try to get together to target smaller timber sale interests. We've had some recommendations on trail connections from the community.
The Petersburg Ranger District encompasses roughly one-tenth of the 17-million-acre Tongass National Forest. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.